Welcome to Skopos. Skopos is the Greek word for focus. Listen as WDCX General Manager Brett Larson helps us focus in on topics that encourage and challenge us in our daily lives.
And we are left scratching our heads. How did our political system get so crazy, so embarrassing, so, well, morally bankrupt? Consistent with my Christian worldview, I'm sure you're expecting a typical response from me. So I want to go a step deeper into how we as a society ushered in the very things that we complain about. Over the past few hundred years, as people continued to conveniently desire freedom from meta-narrative systems such as traditionalism or Christianity and modernity or scientific advancement type thinking, mistrust in absolutes gradually led to what we know as postmodernism. Postmodernism, essentially, is the rejection of absolutes as a source for knowledge and truth. It says that existential experience within social communities is what defines a person's truth. Therefore, says postmodern thought, truth, right and wrong, are subjective and not adherent to an overarching objectivity. Postmodernism is rampant in our current culture. We can see its impact on our entertainment, in our courts, in our relationships, and now in our politics. The subjectivity of absolutes, of morality, of human creation create a belief system that is grounded in nothing that defines right and wrong. There is no baseline in postmodernism. Just think, how often have you heard statements like, well, that's good for you, or it's not what you believe, just be positive, or it's a different day, so don't judge? On and on we could go. Rationally speaking, postmodernism is a ridiculous assertion. To claim that there are no absolutes is to claim an absolute. Therefore, it is hypocritical and inconsistent. It breaks the logical law of non-contradiction right from the get-go. Postmodernism allows for a moral compass that is permitted to orient itself to wherever the user desires. Just think, how useful would a compass be if we were allowed to tell it which way north is, rather than it tell us which way north is? We would wander all over. So on to shocking shifts in transgender issues, abortion, and moral decay. Why? There's no compass in a postmodern world. It might seem shocking, yet this line of thinking has even crept into the church, as many seek experience as a benchmark over the truth of biblical thinking. So, when you ask, how did we get here? How does our government look like this? How has our country seemed to lose its way? I would say that we're exactly where our compass is pointed, nowhere and everywhere. How do we get back? There's only one way. Bible-believing Christians need to start from the beginning by renewing our minds. We need to advance the truth of God as creator, ruler, definer of absolute, the transcendence of His word, the reality of Jesus and His resurrection, and the absolute reliability of the Christian worldview. We need to stop being so lazy and study to prove ourselves, to give a reason, and to break down logical barriers. Start there. Deal with the issues later. The issues mean nothing if they're not viewed through the proper lens of God as the ultimate source of truth. Study, learn, give a reason.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you were challenged and that Skopos has left you thinking. For more from Brett Larson and Skopos, go to WDCXradio.com and click on Skopos.